Nan in the Adelaide Hills has come out on top as Australia's best regional location for first home buyers. Meebank has just released a list of the top 20 towns outside of metro areas. Mount Barker also came in for first time buyers at number 4. Ethos Urban conducted the research. Consulting demographer Chris McNeil joins me now to discuss. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning.
Tell us about this list and how you came to decide or rank the winners.
Okay, well, we started with a general proposition, which was to say that if first home buyers a first home buyer is looking to move out of a capital city, for argument's sake, what are they looking for? And we started with this proposition that the people we'd be looking at this with would be people who can potentially move out of a capital city, but still either commute into a major regional centre or a capital city, and potentially do some work from home. So in that respect, we're probably looking at this from the perspective mainly of office workers, but not exclusively. We then looked at towns primarily. So we excluded bigger cities and we excluded very, very small towns as well. So we ended up with a range of between 3,000 persons and 20,000 persons as our sort of filter point. And we also applied a general sort of guide that those towns needed to be within, say, a 200-kilometre radius of a capital city or within a 50-kilometre radius of a major regional centre of 30,000 persons or more. Finally, we then flushed the towns that were left through a whole series of different evaluation criteria. And they included things such as accessibility back to the capital city by way of quality road or rail, accessibility to health and educational services, town character, the vibrancy of the town centre, the physical geography of the area, housing affordability, internet reliability, recent population growth, which informs the vibrancy of the housing market, if you like, and unemployment, and a range of other factors, and got a ranking on each of those towns, and we ended up with a top 20.
Ah, and Nan, what makes Nan so good?
Well, Nan's a really interesting winner, I think. It just polled quite well, very well in some instances, but quite well across the broad range of the evaluation criteria. It's obviously nestled in the Adelaide Hills, gorgeous area. It's got a very, very, quite an historic and pleasant sort of town character and main street. It's got good access back to Adelaide and clearly great access with nearby Mount Barker and the range of services you can have there.
Yeah, now Mount Barker is a booming town, soon to become a major SA city. It was rated number 4 on the list. So tell us about this one and what made it such a great spot according to you.
Well, again, many of the same attributes as Nan itself. Accessibility back to Adelaide, a full range of most sort of services you'd be looking for in terms of retail, accessibility to health and educational facilities, good town character, which I believe is improving all the time. Physical geography of the area is attractive. It's relatively affordable. Recent population growth is pretty high, which points to a robust sort of housing market to begin with. So it ticks a lot of boxes.
Mm. What other SA towns made the list and why?
Well, Tanunda came in at 13 and Nuriutpa in at 14, unsurprisingly, given their very, very similar features. And Strathalbyn also featured quite high. I can't recall exactly where it finished in the top 100, but I know that it was in the mix and I don't think it finished far outside the top 20.
Yeah, Strathalbyn is just a gorgeous town and it's one that you've been to, isn't it?
I've been to all of these towns in the past, but Strathalbyn is actually a particular favourite of mine. It's one of the most gorgeous towns I can think of anywhere in Australia. I just love the centrally located parkland. It almost has an English town common feel about it.
Yeah, sure does. Demographer Chris McNeil's with us. He's from Ethos Urban and he's been working with Meebank to release a list of the top 20 Australian regional towns for first home buyers. Nan at number 1, Mount Barker number 4. Are you noticing a trend of people seeking a tree change this year, Chris?
It's very interesting. I know I've been in lockdown in Melbourne for most of this year and I've been looking non-stop at realestate.com.au to look at various options that we ourselves might have going forward. So I think anecdotally, and there's some emerging empirical evidence to support it, but certainly anecdotally, there is very, very strong interest in both tree change and sea change towns. Again, generally within the broader orbit of major centres, capital cities and major regional centres. I believe land sales are very, very strong in housing estates in a number of these towns throughout regional Australia at the moment. And I think it's going to be really interesting in another 12 months or so when we actually start getting some harder evidence out of the ABS and other places, just to see how strong this growth has actually been and whether the sort of emerging trends we're seeing out of the COVID-19 pandemic and the associated lockdowns actually translate into very, very strong regional growth.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know as well whether people's desire for a tree or seed change is partly technology, the fact that they're working from home, or the fact that they just want some more space. And, you know, that's been an issue during lockdown, not maybe being in a little apartment or something isn't very idyllic.
I think it's both. I think we've all craved space at various times this year. And secondly, the big change this year is the enormous confidence we now have in technology such as video conferencing and other online means to actually do a pretty productive day's work, sometimes very productive day's work, working from home.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks so much for your time today, and all the best.
Not a problem. You too.